Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Years ago, we had a small pumpkin patch that produced maybe 3 pumpkins, but it was fun to watch them grow over the summer. The toughest part was figuring out when to pick them. Mike Rogge is a local foods and small farm educator at the University of Illinois. He says to harvest when the pumpkins are a deep orange color because they don't ripen any further after they're picked.
They're living when you pick them. They're still attached to the vine. You want to make sure the vine is healthy for picking them yourself. If you're selecting them from a store that are already picked, pick ones that have a nice, fresh, green handle. And the surface is entirely smooth. There's no disease or insect pressure on there.
Pumpkins should be harvested before the first hard freeze, which could damage the skin and kill tissue. Frostbitten pumpkins don't last very long. A healthy pumpkin will stay good for up to a couple of months when stored properly. Rogge says the best place for a pumpkin is in a pie. But if you have other plans for it, it should go through a curing process similar to potatoes and onions. This allows the rind of the pumpkin to toughen up.
Put it in a 80-85 degree temperature, 80-85% humidity environment for perhaps 10 days to 2 weeks to let it cure out. After that's happened, you want to place them in a single layer, not touching, and off of a wet concrete floor. And you want probably a temperature of 50 to 55 degrees at that point in time.
Put a piece of wood or cardboard on the bottom of your pumpkins to absorb any moisture that might collect underneath. For long-term storage, wash the fruit in a solution of 1 cup of chlorine to 1 gallon of water. This will kill bacteria that could cause rot on the pumpkins. Learn more about pumpkin harvest and storage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's been pressuring the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. ABC's Rachel Scott says over the weekend, the president addressed a message on social media to PAM, meaning Attorney General Pam Bondi, in which he wrote, "Something must be done."
Adding, "We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. Justice must be served now." President Trump calling for cases against Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, former FBI Director James Comey, and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Today, the president's expected to make an announcement on autism, and the Washington Post is reporting the administration will link Tylenol use in pregnancy to autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows the drug is safe. Tens of thousands celebrated the life and work of Charlie Kirk at a memorial for the conservative activist in Arizona. And the UK and Australia said they'll recognize a Palestinian state, angering Israel as the UN General Assembly begins. This is ABC News. A 23-year-old due to be arraigned today in New Hampshire in connection with a deadly shooting Saturday at a country club. ABC's Rena Roy has more.
The suspect, Hunter Nato, facing second-degree murder charges after police say he opened fire at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua during a wedding reception just after 8:30 Saturday evening.
He had a semi-auto weapon. We just saw him raise the gun, and then we ran.
A good Samaritan trying to stop the shooter.
He hit him over the head with a chair, and he probably saved a bunch of lives.
Police say the suspect could face more charges.
And Karen Reed will be in a Massachusetts court today, 3 months after a jury acquitted her of murder in the death of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe. O'Keefe's family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Reed and two bars in Canton, Massachusetts. Family accuses Reed of killing O'Keefe and says the bars overserved her on the night of his death. Authorities had said that Reed ran over O'Keefe with her car and left him to die in a snowdrift. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late in the afternoon. Otherwise, more clouds than sun with high temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, still a chance of an isolated shower or storm in the evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and mild with lows near 60. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Republican lawmakers seek to close a legal loophole allowing the sale of hemp-derived THC products. Numerous businesses are offering sale of legal hemp-derived THC products. The bill would add hemp to the definition of THC and would specify that only hemp grown for industrial or research purposes qualifies as industrial hemp. People affected by this summer's flooding in southeast Wisconsin will have more time to complete their taxes. The IRS is giving people in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties till February 2nd to complete their 1040 forms if they haven't already. Find out more online at irs.gov. And Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says 148 products will compete in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. The 16 top vote-getters will then move on to compete in rounds of head-to-head matchups until a winner is decided. Voting for the contest is now open at madeinwis.com. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single-close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compere Home, we've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compere Home, and we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, Thrivent Financial, downtown Durand, where money means more. Find out more at thrivent.com. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Durand, Arkansas School District will be applying for a grant from the state of Wisconsin to purchase a CNC machine for the Tech Ed program. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says it's an opportunity to build a Tech Ed lab responsive to area industry and business.
Phase two of this is to write this grant for a CNC machine. We've had some conversations with some of our local industry partners here that are interested in also supporting the purchase of this if we're awarded it. So I think it's an opportunity for us to really build a tech ed program that is responsive to what the current industry looks like.
Recently, the district received a $100,000 grant to purchase a robotic welder for the Tech Ed program. A number of residents in Osseo were impacted by a Sunday evacuation. Authorities evacuated people after a property owner struck a 14th Street gas line. No one was hurt. That order was lifted after less than 3 hours. A Chippewa Falls man is free on bond as he faces charges of sexual assault with a child. The victim told police that 62-year-old Stuart Buck sexually assaulted him nearly every day after he turned 13 years old. Buck is scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. Western Wisconsin Senator Jeff Smith and Representative Jenna Jacobson have introduced a CWD prevention package on Friday. The three bills within the package aim to combat, monitor, and increase awareness around chronic wasting disease. The package includes three bills to provide funding for deer testing, disease research, carcass disposal sites, and education relating to CWD. In addition to the precautions that each hunter can take individually, the legislation is seeking to protect the deer herd that allows the state to have a safe and healthy hunting season. Since 2002, when the first case of CWD was detected in Wisconsin, over 8,300 deer have tested positive for the disease across 60 counties. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see. JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be. Simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Farm Aid drew thousands to Minnesota to raise money for farmers over the weekend. Farm Aid was hosted in Minnesota for the first time at Huntington Bank Stadium Saturday. Farmer Tom Manley said this year crop farmers are facing very real problems with low commodity prices and losing markets, most notably soybean markets. Performers included Bob Dylan, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and others. Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development says the state's unemployment rate sits lower than the national average. The unemployment rate in Wisconsin for the month of August is 3.1%. The agency says Wisconsin added 8,600 non-farm jobs, but also reported losses in manufacturing and construction sectors. The national unemployment rate is at 4.3%, according to the new data. This is Safe Stop Week in Wisconsin, an annual campaign promoting safe driving near school buses. The Wisconsin State Patrol and Wisconsin School Bus Association work together on Operation Safe Stop Week every year to identify areas where school buses are often passed unlawfully so troopers know where to focus their efforts. State law requires motorists to stop at least 20 feet ahead of or behind a stopped school bus with flashing warning lights on. In 2024, more than 1,200 citations were issued to drivers who failed to stop for school buses. More information about school bus safety is available at wisconsin.gov. The DNR wants hunters to be safe on the water as the fall waterfowl season approaches. Major April Dombrowski says the most important thing to wear is your life jacket, especially if you're probably wearing heavier clothing as the fall continues and the temperatures drop. Make sure you're not overloading your boat with gear. Every vessel should have a rating from the Coast Guard showing how much you can carry. Be sure to keep your firearm carefully and safely stowed until it is time to hunt. And always follow the rules of firearm safety while you're out on the water. And don't forget to make sure to tell someone where you're going and when you expect to be back in case something goes wrong. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Jill Utterly is pushing back against federal policy shifts she says undermines Wisconsin's schools. Utterly says the Trump administration has been pulling back funding from critical programs for mental health and school nutrition. Utterly says the state is also has to invest in the right areas to address the state's achievement gap between black and white students, which remains one of the highest in the country. Utterly gave the annual State of Education address at the Capitol last Thursday. She enters her second term in the role after defeating Brittany Kinzer in the April election. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Bob Uecker's motorcycle is on display at the Harley-Davidson Museum in Milwaukee. Visitors will be able to see Mr. Baseball's motorcycle up close for the next 6 months. Uecker was the voice of the Brewers for 54 seasons before he passed away in January. In addition to Uecker's motorcycle, more than 120 bikes from throughout Harley-Davidson history are also available for viewing. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Isaiah Rogers had a day to remember as the Minnesota Vikings defeated Cincinnati 48-10 at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings cornerback forced two fumbles, had one interception, and scored two defensive touchdowns in the first half. Carson Wentz tossed a pair of touchdowns while Jordan Mason added 116 yards and two scores on the ground. Minnesota's now 2-1. They will head to Dublin, Ireland to take on Pittsburgh this Sunday. The Minnesota Twins salvaged their series against the Cleveland Guardians by earning a 6-2 win at Target Field. The Twins trailed by a run in the bottom of the sixth before Brooks Lee launched a two-run go-ahead home run, while Royce Lewis also went deep in the victory. The Twins will visit the Rangers tomorrow night. The Minnesota Lynx open up the WNBA semifinals with an 82-69 Game 1 win over the Phoenix Mercury at the Target Center. Minnesota trailed by 7 at halftime before outscoring the Phoenix 42-22 the rest of the way. Courtney Williams poured in 23 in the victory. Kayla McBride added 21. The Lynx lead the best of five series, one game to none. They'll host the Phoenix again tomorrow. The Minnesota Wild began preseason with a 3-2 overtime win against the Winnipeg Jets at Canada Life Center. Hunter Height tied the game at 2 with under 3 minutes left in regulation, while Yakov Trenin knocked in the game winner in overtime. Trenin scored two goals in the victory. The Wild will take on the Stars in another exhibition game tomorrow night.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
The Cleveland Browns overcame a 10-point deficit in the final 4 minutes and beat the Packers on a 55-yard field goal as time expired for a dramatic 13-10 win. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Browns defensive tackle Shelby Harris blocked a 43-yard field goal attempt by Brandon McManus that would have given the Packers a 3-point lead with 25 seconds to play. A Jordan Love interception led to points for the Browns in the fourth quarter, and the Packers were penalized 14 times in the loss.
I just think towards the end of the game we played better than this, and we got to play all four quarters of football as a team. Like, not one individual, not a specific group. As a team, we have to finish games. We had a chance, multiple chances to end the game. We didn't do that, so we had to come back, hit the details. Can't just play the first half. Can't just play third quarter. Got to play the fourth quarter.
Edge rusher Micah Parsons. Elsewhere, the Bears crushed the Packers' next opponent, the Dallas Cowboys, 31-14. In Chicago, Minnesota crushed Cincinnati, 48-10. Detroit and Baltimore to take on the Ravens in Monday Night Football tonight. Football Badgers not only lost their Big Ten opener 27-10 to Maryland on Saturday, but the crowd at Camp Randall chanting, "Fire Fickell."
I feel what their pain is, but there's nothing that we can do other than keep grinding, keep working. We have to play better. So, you know, I don't get upset. I don't lose my mind because of you know, what the way they feel. It's they're passionate about what they do and what they want to see. And that's what you love about this place. You know, that's what you know you signed up for when you came here, knowing that this place is passionate about it. They've got a history, and they expect more, just like I do.
Badgers have a bye week this week. Wisconsin AD Chris McIntosh defending Fickell after the game on Saturday, but interestingly enough, he was sitting alongside former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy at a suite at the Kohl Center during Wisconsin's volleyball match against Florida yesterday. Badgers won that match 3-1. Brewers fell to the Cardinals 5-1, but the Cubs also lost 1-0 to the Reds, which was enough for the crew to clinch the Central Division Championship. Phil Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-390-5832. 800-390-5832. 800-390-5832.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. We'll have a 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs low 70, south winds at around 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of storms. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds, fog in the morning, highs low 70s. Wednesday, partly sunny, fog in the morning, highs low 70s. Currently across the region, we do have plenty of clouds, even some scattered storms yet. Wabasha, Nelson, 61. Pepin, Lake City, Mondovi, 60. Nogale, 59. Plum City, 58. Here at WRDN, clouds 59 with Keith Urban and Somebody Like You at 722.
Yeah, I wanna feel so-
hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do.
Set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Backup plan you need.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs, and Backup Plan 732. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Monday. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo. Send us a message that way as well. We'll have the opening farm markets during the 9 o'clock hour today in history as well. And also, I will tell you about the American Girl. They unveiled their 2026 Girl of the Year. Okay, and so we'll tell you a little bit about that here coming up this morning as well. Well, for Wisconsin sports fans, I know the Brewers are NL champions, but they still lost 2-3 to the Redbirds today. Just, you know. Seriously, we lose to the Browns? We lose to Maryland? Seriously? Ugh, just terrible. I mean, just terrible. That's just, how do you lose to the Browns? Well, you know, yeah, all of the comments from some of the Packer fans, we could go undefeated. Yeah, that aged well. Thanks for trying. Ugh, man. The Brewers win the National League Central Division again. Third year in a row. Congratulations. They win it because of the Reds, not because they won against, not because the Brewers won against the Cardinals, but because the Reds won against the Cubs. Woodruff, there we go. He's on the 15-day disabled list. Like, oh, here we go again. You just get a feeling. We'll see. I haven't started the playoffs yet for the Brewers. We've still got, 6 games left in the regular season, but it's like you just get a bad feeling. And, of course, Packers, well, laying that egg yesterday. Unbelievable. While the Vikings and the Bears win, and Detroit could win tonight, if they win tonight, we'll be the only team in the NFC North that couldn't win this weekend. And, of course, let's not talk about what happened at Camp Randall, right? Yeah, boy. So just kind of a kind of weekend, at least sports-wise. A complete opposite of a few weeks back where we won, everybody won. It's like, oh, well, I guess that's how it goes in sports. Looks like, though, weather-wise, won't be no gloom, despair, or agony on us, at least after today. We're going to have the chances of some showers and storms today, but otherwise, tell you what, we got some nice, nice weather here coming up for the rest of the weekend. Into the weekend, perfect for doing the touring around and checking out all the leaves, especially up in northern Wisconsin. Yeah, they're changing, and they're changing fast. So we'll give you the details, see what that weather forecast coming up.
Grab your Lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest at the Durand Brewing Company this Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. Enjoy great polka music from the Signor Classics Polka Band, authentic German cuisine from the Lone Pine Food Truck, and of course, plenty of beer and more from Durand Brewing Company. It's time to celebrate Oktoberfest this Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Durand Brewing Company, Highway 25 in Durand.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. 70% chance of showers and storms at times throughout the day. Highs, low 70s. South winds at around 5 tonight. 40% chance of evening storms. Lows, upper 50s. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds. Highs, low 70s. Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs once again in the low 70s. And pretty much sunshine as well heading into the weekend with highs in the 70s. Clouds across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, 61. Pepin Lake City and Mondovi at 60. O'Galley, 59. Plum City, 58 here at WRDN. We do have clouds of 59 with Brett Young, Sleep Without You. It's 7:37.
Never thought I would be like this. Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss. Sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed after slipping out your high-heeled shoes. I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe. From the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open. Tossing and turning all night, babe, yeah. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after slipping out your high-heeled shoes. I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't stay without you. As the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling in the bed after slipping out your high-heeled shoes. I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Yeah, no matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Never thought I would be like this. Just wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
There all along, and that someday I'd say goodbye to you. Cause one right can still make two wrong, not for each other, not from the start. The difference was day and night, my finest hour spent here with you in the dark, was just before all the light. It's the people who want love, the people who need love, who find love on the way. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, and I won't be walking away. find. There's only one place it could be. So I'm looking ahead, I've stopped looking behind for someone who's looking for me. It's the people who want love and the people who need love. Find love on the way. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, and I won't be walking away. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, then I won't be walking away.
We knew you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Met her in Austin, she was totally awesome. She had a Western drawl, she was pure Texas, y'all. Said her name was Eileen. She hailed from Abilene. She'd been on to drink a few and show off her Texas tattoo. And you'd wanna hold on to Dallas, spend the night in San Antonio, reach Amarillo by morning. All the cowboys wanted you of her Texas tattoo. Call you bluff. Now, this lady was tough. Yes, she'd slap you silly if you didn't like Willie. She had eyes blue as that Texas sky. And if the key is what she ordered, you might make it to the border and hope you could hold on to Dallas. Tattoo. Oh yeah, I'll be her Romeo down in San Antonio. She drives me wacky and wacky.
Seen easy street where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops. Roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh,
It's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the barn, where the magnolias bloom, there's a lamp on the lawn, where your buddy and your boat both got the name John. In God we trust, Detroit we rust, redneck letter testifying. From the barn in the cut till the day that I'm dust, I'ma stay country or die trying. About time in a pine box, sure as hell ain't scared to go. I'm a hard-headed, God-fearing man from the boondocks. Chisel those words on my gobbled headstone. Bible and an almanac up on the shelf.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton, Stay Country or Die Tryin', 7:50. I'm Brian Winnikins. Just a reminder, Fall Craft Night coming up tomorrow night, 5 to 7 at Durand Community Library. Registration is required. Call the library at 672-8730. That's 672-8730. Well, you have a daughter, and they may have liked the American Girl dolls. I remember those. Yep, I think Brianna still has hers. Well, American Girl released their 2026 Girl of the Year. The girl is Raquel Reyes, a 10-year-old from Kansas City. Now, the announcement comes as the company is preparing for its 40th anniversary of American Girl dolls and all the other big items that go with that. Yeah, that's kind of how when I have to go to back in the day when Brianna was younger, of course, I'd go to Kansas City for the NAFB convention. I had to stop at their store, and yeah, I had to stop and get items to bring home. Otherwise, I was in a world of hurt. The company says Raquel is a Paletta maker, pickleball player, dolphin saver, and dance party DJ. Her character will reflect themes of family heritage and animal advocacy. So that's going to be the latest American Girl doll, if you're into that, or if your daughters are into that. Another one to buy.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I don't want to be standing here with this ticket for this outbound plane. Because I've been here before and somehow this doesn't feel the same. Well, talk is cheap, so we could talk all night long. We may never just where love went wrong. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. The old folks say love's not forever anymore, because these young people walk away from love alone to pace the floor. Young or old, I say that love is still the same. And you may walk away from love, but you'll fall head and heel again. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound. Therefore, knowing neither cares where that other heart is going. But if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. That crown you're wearing's just your halo turned upside down. Where is the laughter we once shared back in the lost and found? These broken wings are gonna leave me here to stand my ground. You can have this ticket for that lonely plane that's flying out. I don't wanna be standing here, and I don't wanna be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that.
where it ends. I will carry you with me. Yeah, yeah. I will see you again. Whoa, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again. Oh, 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 till I see you again. Till I see you again. Oh, till I see you again.
Said goodbye, turned around, and you were gone, gone, gone.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's continued to pressure Attorney General Pam Bondi to bring criminal charges against